you know, I think we made a good presentation on how the public safety building in Petersburg is dilapidated.
Juneau Democrat Dennis Egan represents Petersburg in the Senate. He made a case for the police station money in a meeting with Senate Finance Co-Chair Kevin Meyer and other committee members this week. The committee's draft spending plan listed a total of $3.9 million for the project. That included a reappropriation of $1.4 million that was left over from the town's fire hall, as well as a new grant of another $2.5 million. Egan was optimistic about the funding's chances, but he cautioned that even if the line items made it through the full Senate, they still have a ways to go.
You got to remember, Matt, that it goes to the House and it's subject to a lot of change. In fact, Finance is meeting right now with amendments. I hope the $2.5 million stays in there, but you know, as Kevin Meyer has said in some other thing, it's a crapshoot, right?
Egan was referring to a comment Meyer had made last month about Senate Bill 21. Meyer supports that oil production tax cut legislation. However, according to a widely quoted Juneau Empire article last month, Meyer called it kind of a crapshoot as far as whether the bill would lead to new oil development. While Egan opposes that bill, he said Meyer had probably been his biggest advocate for the Petersburg facility funding. Advocates from Petersburg also spoke to the committee. During public testimony on Monday, Police Chief Jim Agner and Public Safety Board member Sally Dwyer described the condition of the half-century-old building, which the borough considers a liability.
It's a good bet. It's one of the very worst facilities in the nation. It is currently in imminent danger of collapse. Because of that, it has significant concerns. Things that break all the time. Heating does not work. Just this morning, the sewer once again backed up, and there was raw sewage flowed through the community jail and pooled up in front of my office inside the building. That is not an uncommon occurrence.
There are as much as 8-inch gaps on the second level between the beams and the ceilings. The floors we refer to as the fun house. You walk down the hallway and you're tipping from left to right. The doors don't close fully because the floor has shifted so badly.
Agner and Dwyer asked for $7 million, which was the borough's original request to Governor Sean Parnell this winter. Parnell did not end up including any of that money for the building in his spending proposal. In the face of less oil production revenue, Parnell and legislative leaders in the Republican majority have called for spending cutbacks along with the proposed tax cut for oil companies. So Petersburg borough officials were not optimistic about their chances for substantial funding this year. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht says it was a huge surprise that the committee not only reauthorized the remaining fire hall money for the police station, but added $2.5 million more.
What we were hearing when we went to Juneau and what we heard since that time was be really happy if we get the reappropriation, and it's highly unlikely to get anything more.
If the money does come through, it would boost Petersburg's project funding from a couple $100,000 now to over $4 million by the summer. The architect's initial design for a two-story, 13,000-square-foot police station was estimated to cost up to $9 million. After learning about that much higher-than-expected price tag last month, the borough assembly directed Giesbrecht to look for less expensive options. He's been doing that, and the proposed funding from the legislature would certainly help.
It opens up some options for us that we were, you know, frankly, not sure we could afford as far as potentially building smaller building, less construction, but yet still meet the needs of the state jail contract and having a public safety building that is, you know, built to the standards that it's required to be built to. So $4 million is a whole lot better than, you know, kind of 1.4, 1.5, and hopefully we can come up with a plan that the assembly will like that gets us a new building.
Giesbrecht thinks it would be possible to build a police station for just $4 million. On the other hand, he emphasizes that such a facility still has to meet higher structural and design standards than a more typical building. Other Petersburg items in the Finance Committee budget include more than $2.1 million to renovate the elementary school's exterior walls, a borough transition grant of $600,000, and over $6 million in federal pass-through funding. $3 million of that is for additional taxiway and apron work on the airport, and $3.3 million will go towards improvements on Haugen Drive and its adjacent bike path. The full Senate is likely to vote on the committee's spending plan this week. Then it goes over to the House. As it stands, the $2 billion budget would spend about $190 million more than the governor proposed, and he'll have the final say on the spending plan. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.